this day of battle, the people shall be strong. Hallelujah. And that is what the Lord has been speaking to me, that we need to be strong in this day of battle. Brethren, it is battle. If I can see into the future, I can see battle. But in the midst of the battle, there is no battle. Hallelujah. You either have a defeat or you have a victory. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But in this particular one, I see victory. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be strong, brethren. I don't know how else to say it. And the Lord is saying to this church, saying to his people, that we need to be strong in the day, in this day of battle. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to encourage us, brethren, let us be strong and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Because there is an intensity of the battle. The battle is raging. What we have seen in the past years are not anything to compare to what is coming. Hallelujah. We are coming into a place where the enemy gets very, very physical. So we are no longer talking just about spiritual warfare. We're also talking about physical warfare. Hallelujah. And it's going to advance to the point of annihilation. So the church must be prepared. We must be ready. And you better mark it in your diary that a day came in the camp meeting. The Lord was speaking to us about this battle. And that it will come. Certainly it will come. But we need to be strong. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to come in diverse ways and in diverse manner. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to come with different colors and with different style. Hallelujah. But you know what the scripture says? That we are not ignorant of what? The devices of the enemy. He's going to come in different ways, different style, different fashion, different manner. He's going to come. Certainly he's going to come. Hallelujah. And he says that if our strength fail us in the day of battle, that what happens? If our strength fail us in the day of adversity, that what happens? That our strength is what? Small. I don't want my strength to be small. Hallelujah. I want to be strong and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to turn our hearts to a scripture. There are some scriptures that are the Lord dropped in my heart. I just want us to start looking at them. Hallelujah. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. And I believe the Lord was speaking concerning the days that we are in, not just in the day of Joshua, where he had to come and encourage him and to strengthen him. Hallelujah. Even though Joshua has been with Moses and have experienced different dimensions of warfare. Hallelujah. But there was a particular dimension he was going to bring him into. Hallelujah. And because there was a type of dimension that the battle had turned into. Hallelujah. So in God's own plan, hallelujah, maybe David fought a very lesser battle. Hallelujah. The dimension in which Joshua was coming into was something that was slightly higher than what Moses had. And Joshua was there, and he saw some of the battlemen that Israel had to go through. Hallelujah. Amen. And looking at the experience of Moses, there was a tendency that Joshua, his heart was going to fail him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His heart was going to fail him. He could just tell himself it was difficult for me. You know, that I'm not like Moses. Moses was a special man. He had tremendous strength. Who am I to be able to compare myself to Moses? How can I be able to carry the people of God through all this? How can I do that? He saw himself so little in doing that which God wanted him to do. Hallelujah. Amen. He saw the weaknesses. The weaknesses were very glaring. The fears were there. And we haven't really made the journey halfway through. And yet, here we are. We are going to contend with a lot of enemies. That was the thinking that was in the heart of Joshua. Hallelujah. But God had to come to him. Hallelujah. God had to speak specifically to him. Hallelujah. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1. And I believe through this, God will be speaking to our hearts. Hallelujah. Seeing the weaknesses, seeing the fears that have taken hold of the heart of Joshua, the Lord had to, speak to him in a very personal way, assuring him of something that will help him to carry through, hallelujah, to come to the end. It's not necessarily winning the battle that is the issue. The issue is being able to survive and to enter the land of promise. Because many left, hallelujah, who died in the wilderness. Hallelujah. But before you will be able to enter the iron, there must be a very serious contention that you are going to engage yourself in. And that was why the Lord was speaking to him to encourage him. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. He said, there shall not any man be able to do what? To stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, you see what I mean? Because the man was thinking, he said, listen, I'm not like Moses. I am not going to measure myself with Moses in any way. Hallelujah. And if you use Moses to do this, to accomplish this great victory, how are you going to use me to do this? And I believe, brethren, that is where the church is. That is where the church is, filled with fear, filled with timidity, filled with limitation. Hallelujah. The church is so paralyzed when we see the things that are happening. Hallelujah. We say, how can we survive? Hallelujah. Say, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And I believe somebody will be laying hold upon this scripture today for your own personal safety. And for your own personal deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah. He was speaking to him, preparing him for the day. He hasn't come to the battle yet. He only experienced a bit of the things that happened to the children of Israel. He himself, as a leader, bringing the people to the place of promise. Hallelujah. He hasn't experienced, he doesn't have personal encounter what it means to be in the place of leadership where he can bring the people into a place of battle. So the Lord had to come to him, encouraging him. And he told him, he said, be strong. And I believe the Lord is speaking to the church. He said, be strong. Hallelujah. Amen. You are not saying it, amen, as if you really mean it. Hallelujah. Be strong. Hallelujah. Don't be dismayed. That was what he was telling. He said, don't be dismayed. Don't lose heart. When you see the happenings around, he said, don't be dismayed. Rather, be strong. Hallelujah. He said, be strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not just to be strong, but you have to develop an attitude of courage. That was what the Lord was telling him. He said, be strong and be what? Of a good courage. Be strong and be of a good courage. Hallelujah. It is not to be strong alone. You know, somebody can really be strong and yet he is not courageous. I don't know whether you know that. Hallelujah. When situations come, you begin to peter out. Hallelujah. You cannot confront it. Even though you say you are strong, yet you cannot go and confront the issue. Then you are not courageous. Hallelujah. But here he was telling him, he said, be strong and be what? Of a good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. God has made a clear promise. And that promise he has engaged it with an oath of covenant. Let me tell you something, brethren. God has a covenant with you. Hallelujah. If you don't know it, you better know it today. That he has a personal covenant with you. And God will never break his covenant. Lord, the Lord has been speaking to us about covenant of recent. And to make sure that this covenant, that there is element of seriousness in the covenant, you know what he did? Right from the first day with Abraham, he had to cut it with the foreskin of Abraham's son. And not just with Abraham's son, with the foreskin of who again? With Abraham himself. Hallelujah. Amen. And what that means is that it is an indelible thing. Nothing can change it. It's an everlasting covenant. Wherever he goes, the covenant is following him. The sign and the power of that covenant is with him. And the Lord here is saying the same thing to us. He has a covenant to divide the inheritance. Hallelujah. Of the land. He said that this covenant, this particular thing I'm telling you, I swore it with Abraham, with your fathers. Hallelujah. And brethren, I know God. If you don't know him, I know him. He will never break the word of his covenant. He can never fall short of the covenant. He will make sure he fulfills every word of the covenant and the promise he has made to his church. Hallelujah. No matter how long it takes, God will bring his covenant to pass. Has he given you a personal word? He is going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. He will never fail. You know, I'm always amazed at the way God speaks. You know, God comes again and again to reassure, to speak to his people. You just look at verse 7. He says, only be thou strong and very courageous. Still saying the same thing to him. And I believe, brethren, God is coming again and again to us so that the deaf will be able to hear that God has spoken, that we should be strong and be of good courage. Why is he saying that? Maybe let's take the last one of be courageous. He said somewhere again, he said, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Haven't I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Three times. Three times the Lord has to speak to Joshua. He had to reiterate again and again. He keeps saying it. I believe that on one hand he saw the condition of Joshua's heart. He saw him. He saw how frail he was, how shaky he was. He saw how weak he was. He saw his physical limitations. He saw even the thing going on in his mind. He saw them all. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you know, a very little thing that happens to you, our minds begin to shake, begin to shiver. Hallelujah. Amen. Little things, little news we'll hear, our hearts begin to shake. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is speaking to us here, and He's coming to us three times. And I believe that when the Lord speaks for the third time, He is confirming His word. He is bringing it to a level of covenant. Hallelujah. And that was what God was speaking to Joshua. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. Why was He speaking to him in this manner? Because God understood the nature of the battle. Hallelujah. He also understood the dynamics of the battle. That it has changed from what it used to be to a different level in this time. Hallelujah. He also understood the kind of ways men should conduct themselves to be qualified to engage in the battle. If not, they are going to be overrun. Hallelujah. I can also tell you, brethren, without mincing words, that many will be overtaken by this battle. Hallelujah. Now, whether you are going to be overrun or not is a personal decision you and I have got to make. Because some are going to definitely fall under this battle. Am I going to be one of them? The choice is mine to make. Hallelujah. I always tell people that battle has matured. Jungle don't mature. Hallelujah. Amen. What we saw 2015, what we are seeing right now globally, is just a tip of the iceberg. Hallelujah. I see a situation where agreements will be revoked. Agreements concerning the nuclear war will be revoked. I see a situation where men will say, damn it, we are not going to go that way. We are all going to die and perish. Hallelujah. But I tell you something, brethren, the time comes, hallelujah, when God begins to intervene. Hallelujah. That intervention of God will depend on how much prepared I am as an individual. It's no longer time to play games with God. It's no longer time for the church to be engaged in all the nonsense that is going on right now. All the filthiness that is going on in the church. Hallelujah. God is not ready for that. That was why He had to tell Joshua, I said, listen, if you must be strong and courageous, it's under a precursor that you must prepare yourself to observe, to do according to all that is in the law. One thing that will bring deliverance to you and I in this hour is our determination to be ready, hallelujah, to obey the word of the Lord. Observe to do, not just to hear it. He says that them that hear and do not do, that it does not profit them. But them that hear and they do it, that it brings profit to them. It brings deliverance to them. Hallelujah. I have seen this word work for me. I have seen it, the reality of this word, and I will yet see the reality of it. Hallelujah. So I know I have not believed cunning what? Devised fables. I have believed the true word. This word works for me. I'm not saying it because I'm standing here. I have seen the reality of the word of God working in my circumstance. Hallelujah. And I know, not just me alone, but many have tasted to that fact. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says that thou mayest observe to do according to all. Brethren, our hearts must go after all of the law. Not just some part. Hallelujah. And I want to say here clearly, brethren, a heart that is determined to do all of the word of God does not argue about it. Hallelujah. Amen. In the natural, if I'm telling you something and you begin to argue with me, I know you don't want to obey me. Simple. You don't want to take counsel of what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Is it not so? Don't you feel so with your children? When they begin to argue, you just know that this one doesn't want to obey this thing. Hallelujah. And if I want to deliver that one from obedience, I insist that you must do it. Hallelujah. But God is different, you know. Hallelujah. He gives you the word. He says that His Spirit does not do what? Always do what? Strive with men. He gives you the word. It's up to you what you do with it. Hallelujah. If you want to obey it, you will not argue. If he says, don't do this, you don't do it. Hallelujah. He has seen the end that it is going to be for your own benefit. So he said, don't do it. I want to be a fool before the presence of God. I want to be a fool and obey him totally and stop my own logical arguments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I think I used to see it on vehicle. He says, in God's judgment, there is no defense. No appeal. Say, God's judgment, there is what? No appeal. No appeal. Hallelujah. If God has decided that you're not there, you are not there. Which other court are you going to carry God to? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What God demands from the church is total obedience. And I have seen, brethren, where we obey God half and half. Hallelujah. The untold begin to happen to us. Because we have created an opening where the enemy begins to take advantage of us. He knows, the devil knows that you don't believe God. Hallelujah. It was not in church on Sunday we are saying it. Huh? Hallelujah. 50% obedience. Half obedience is what? We say what? What did we conclude? It's no obedience. Hallelujah. When the devil sees that you don't believe it, hallelujah, you are as well as gone. And he will always come to that area that you don't believe. And that has been the principle right from Eden. I don't know whether you know that. Did God really say? Many of us have a lot of doubts about the word of God. Sometimes we quarrel with the grammar. Sometimes we quarrel with the time, the historical fact when it was written. We say, well, the time it was, it's not the same as now. You understand? So, you just cannot, it doesn't go together. Hallelujah. The two cannot walk. They don't go together. Oh, it was the Old Testament. No, it's not the New Testament. You are only wasting, we are only wasting our time in such logical arguments. You might be logically right. And before God, you are judgmentally wrong. Hallelujah. He says, to observe, to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. If you want, maybe we'll just also establish the fact that prosperity is not a factor of what a man has. Prosperity is a determination of what God has given. It's a level of what God has given to the man. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prosperity is what God has given to you. And he's given it to you not because of who you are, what you have earned, or what you have done. It is simply coming to you as a result of your obedience to his word. Hallelujah. Today the church, well, the universal church is covered with the trouble of prosperity. Even the end time church is struggling with the word prosperity. Hallelujah. Amen. Prosperity is only a result of a man following after God. And it's not limited to the wealth and to riches, which is where our eyes, it's not attached to physical things that perish. Prosperity has nothing to do with the physical things that perish. Hallelujah. Prosperity, as far as God is concerned, has to do with the weight of eternity. Hallelujah. That is prosperity. That is true prosperity. Hallelujah. He says in Peter that some of these things that we are all running around, that fire is going to come upon them. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what in this world, a man will want to acquire thousands and thousands and millions of dollars and keeps it in his room. Hallelujah. I don't know what a man is looking for in your house. You come and you have 10 cars brand new. What are you doing with it? Hallelujah. And we say that that is prosperity. And the church is also deceived to say, well, he is doing well. Doing well. Doing well with what? Hallelujah. There was a man in the scripture. He had a lot of wealth. He was, from the physical, he was a prospered man. He was a rich man. But he was not willing to do the word of God. Is it not so? You remember the rich man, is it not so? He was a very rich man. Right from his youth, he has been rich. He has tested money. Hallelujah. But yet, he never knew the true word of prosperity. Jesus only told him, just give a little of what you have to the poor and come and follow me. The man got offended. So the man has no prosperity. Hallelujah. True prosperity is equal to a man following after God. That is prosperity. Chasing after prosperity, after what it is, only chasing but shadows. God is calling the heart because that is where the falling of the church is going to come from. Hallelujah. So engage in prosperity that we don't follow after God. Hallelujah. He says to him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. It is only then that thou mayest make thy way what? Prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. That was what God was telling Joshua. Hallelujah. Now, as I think through this scripture, as I meditate through this scripture, a few things were coming to my mind. Like I said earlier, God was letting Joshua know that, listen, your own case is not going to be like Moses. Moses was able to overcome because I spoke to him face to face. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand. It's a different dimension. This time, the dimension that I'm going to bring you onto, hallelujah. I just want to encourage us, please let us not sleep. Hallelujah. If anybody is sleeping, wake him up or wake her up. Hallelujah. He says, listen, the dimension of the battle this time is not the same as Moses. Hallelujah. Your success or your ability to overcome and obtain victory is going to depend on your ability to obey my word. Hallelujah. And I don't think we have really emphasized this point very well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He was speaking to him because there are certain intricacies of the battle which Joshua is not aware of. There are dimensions of the battle that Joshua didn't know. Hallelujah. Amen. The first with Moses was that it was very easy. Pharaoh is there. Pharaoh is the enemy of God. So it was easy to confront, hallelujah, to confront Pharaoh. It was easy to see them with all their chariots coming after him. And it was easy for him to see the intervention of God. Hallelujah. It was easy for Moses to see Pharaoh and he was going to challenge him face to face.
Hallelujah. But all that is going to change. The dynamics of the battle has changed. This time the enemy that we have is coming through different ways and forms. Hallelujah. Sometimes he gets really physical. Sometimes he comes by attacking your mind, because he knows that if your mind is attacked, you are already a defeated man. Sometimes it comes through our emotion. And he knows that when once your emotion is weak, you are gone. Hallelujah. And many are falling in these dimensions. Many are overtaken in these dimensions. Hallelujah. And for Joshua, I don't know whether I'm able to communicate this. He was telling Joshua, he said, listen, take heed. In other words, take this word, store it in your heart, and be ready to obey it. Why? Because the battle has changed. It is now a battle of the mind. It is no longer just in the physical. Yes, in the physical, it is there. Because whatever is made manifest in the physical has a spiritual origin. Hope you understand that. So he's telling him that this battle has changed. Therefore, get the word, store it in your heart. Because your mind is going to be attacked. Your emotion is going to be attacked. Your desires will be attacked. Hallelujah. Your will be attacked. Therefore, get this word right in your mind. Store it up. Memorize it. Chew it. Hallelujah. Eat it. Wherever you are, make sure the word of God is working for you. That is the only way you will be able to overcome the enemy. Hallelujah. That was what the Lord was speaking to Moses. He says that the dynamics of the war has changed. It is now getting very, very serious. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe, brethren, God is speaking the same thing to you and I. Get the word. Hallelujah. Amen. The cares of this world, the activities of the things that are going on, can really distract us from concentrating. And many times, they are really things that are very, very legitimate. I can sit up all night, maybe reading and trying to write up a paper. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you do that until the morning. And the next thing you do is what? You take your bath and you rush to the class. Are you with me? Hallelujah. I'm just painting a scenario to you. Hallelujah. And you go. Sometimes you just stand there for 6 hours, you're teaching. At the end of the day, you come back, you're tired. By the time you know it, you knock yourself on the bed. And you sleep. And you continue like that. Do you know what has happened? That particular day, somebody got himself victory. I don't know whether you understand. This word is playing while I'm preaching. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to get the word. What? Hallelujah. Okay, let me just give us a few examples. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 20. We take it from verse 1. Sorry. It says, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots, and a people more than thou. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, there are battles that horses engage in. Do you understand? Is it not so? Hallelujah. And there are also battles that chariots are engaged in. And there are certain also battles that you just find men. Hallelujah. Amen. Engage in. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are dimensions of warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord was speaking that when you go out to battle against your enemies, and all these dimensions are pulled together. And brethren, this is the time. All forces are let loose. Hallelujah. All dimensions of battles are summed up together against the church. Praise God. But he says that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not do what? Prevail. I thought I would hear a louder amen. We are saying that the forces of darkness have come upon us in different dimensions. Them that are coming with chariots, there's a dimension of the horses. There are dimensions of footmen. They are coming together against the people of God. But you know what the Lord said? He said even that the people are even much more than yourself. Huh? Hallelujah. He said, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is what? Because he has a covenant with his people. Never to leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. But when the reality comes, I'm faced with the reality. I often forget that the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 2. And it shall be, when you are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. Listen, brethren, the priest can only speak and confirm the word that is in my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. He's only going to speak in conformity with the word I have taken and I'm ready and willing to obey. In other words, I should walk in such a level that my mind has been totally transformed. No longer to think like an ordinary man. Hallelujah. There is a dimension God is calling you and I to come to where we go in accordance with the word of God. We live by the word of God. We no longer live by our own minds, by our own thoughts, by our own concepts, by our own philosophies. We live by the word of God. Hallelujah. And when that time comes, he says that the priest will approach and he will speak the word. Hallelujah. But if he comes and he speaks the word and I don't even understand the word, it profits me nothing. In fact, it brings me to a place of tremendous judgment. Hallelujah. Amen. We just read that. Look at verse 3. And shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Fear not. And do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. Hallelujah. You are approaching, brethren, the church is approaching, fast approaching, in such contention with the enemy. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, brethren, the war is not the same the way it used to be. Our forefathers may have wrestled with footmen, with physical men. But they never, they had nothing to do with nuclear warfare, if you understand. The dynamics has changed. So also in the spirit, it has changed. We can see an unleashing of the spirit of darkness upon the church in such a way and in such a dimension that we have never seen. Hallelujah. He said, for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Oh, glory to God. He is going to fight this battle. You know what he said in another place? He said the battle is not yours, but mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very, very easy to claim that scripture. But are you really? He can only fight for them that belong to him. He can only fight for his inheritance. Are you God's inheritance? How precious are you in his sight? Hallelujah. Somewhere in Exodus 19, he said something there. He said something about our being his what? His what? His good treasure. Are we really the treasure of the Lord? Are we really pleasing in his sight? It is only then that the Lord will be able to defend his own. He can only defend that which is precious unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must ensure that we are precious to him. And we can only be precious to him if we are doing and obeying his word. Hallelujah. Now, you from there, from this point, you begin to see the kind of people who are not qualified for this battle. Hallelujah. And I pray, brethren, that as we go through it, the different categories, be asking yourself, Lord, am I really qualified for this battle in this end time? Am I really able to stand in that place where I can overcome? Where I can record victory? Am I standing in a place where when all the arsenals are released against the world, am I able to survive? There is a qualification for them that will go forth in battle in this hour. It is not a battle for everybody. Hallelujah. Some say, after all, we are all the children of God. Yes, you are all the children of God. But I can also tell you, all are not the sons of God. Am I a son of God? Because God is going after the sons. The sons are precious to him. The sons are his inheritance. The sons belong to him. Are you his son? Hallelujah. You know, there is a sense in which you can be in the family of God, and yet you do not really know what is going on. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. It says, and the officer shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house? Number one, the people who are not qualified to go into this battle are them that have built a new house. Hallelujah. And you need to understand what this new house is all about. They built a new house because they built it on a different foundation. Hallelujah. But God is not interested in men building new house for him. He is interested in men setting stones upon the foundation. Because he says we are what? Lively stones being what? Built on the spiritual house. Hallelujah. Number one, disqualification. If a man has another foundation other than that which Christ has set, he is not qualified for this battle. Hallelujah. And how does that concern us? You know something, brethren? Instead of obeying what God has said, we start setting our own rules. Despising the word of God. Setting our own standards. You are building a new house. Because no man can lay any other foundation except that which has been laid, which is Christ Jesus. And Paul speaking, hallelujah, he said that, listen, this is the foundation. Build thereon. Build on it. So we cannot build any other foundation. We cannot set our own rules and our own standards. We just cannot do it. We do it by lowering the standards of God. God says that this is my word, do it. We say, no, we are not going to go that way. Hallelujah. So he said, what man is there that has built a new house and had not dedicated it? Hallelujah. His whole heart is on this whole thing. Hallelujah. He can't even dedicate it because he's not very sure of what he's doing. Hallelujah. I'm speaking in these terms and allowing the Spirit of God to filter the meaning to you. Hallelujah. It's useless coming here and saying the same thing that God has been saying over and over many days to us. Let the word, he said that the word I speak, that is the word that is going to judge you. That is the word that is going to judge me. It's this scripture that will judge me. This scripture that we read. Hallelujah. He said, let him go and return to his house. Let it die in the battle. And another do what? Dedicate it. Hallelujah. Number one, people who are not qualified, let them return. God has no use for them. Their whole heart is bothering on earthly things, carnal things. Hallelujah. How can I do this? How can I do that? God says he has no use for such people. Such people, when they go to battle, they will die. And this is not the first time when God is setting up his criteria on how he's going to select men for his battle. You remember the case of Gideon's army, is it not so? Are we together, brethren? God set the criteria. And some thousands of them went back. They were not qualified for the battle. And that is what God is doing here. Verse 6. And what man is he that planted a vineyard and had not eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his house. Let he die in the battle and another man eat of it. Another second is another worry. Sustenance. Hallelujah. How am I going to sustain myself? What is going to become of me? Hallelujah. Food. Raiment. House. Three factors that worry us. Hallelujah. On the plane, on the physical. And when we preoccupy ourselves with this, God is saying that, listen, the battle is going to come to you unexpected. Because you are not prepared. Hallelujah. Food. How we are going to sustain ourselves. Hallelujah. God says that such a man is not qualified. How am I going to make it? Look at my mates. They are all doing well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, don't get me wrong. The point is that God provides for his own. And he provides at his own time. Are we together, brethren? Everybody is quiet. Okay, I must struggle to get it. I must make sure I get it. Hallelujah. Get it until everything is double-double. You understand? Oh, God knows the ago, make ammo. Do you understand? I must make it. Hallelujah. And we're saying you get distracted with this, you are not going to get. But I believe, brethren, that God, if I'm so precious to him, hallelujah, if I'm so peculiar to him, hallelujah, if I'm a different nation, then he has his own way of caring for me. Hallelujah. That is not to say I'm going to be lazy, but I have known a situation where he begins to drop manna from heaven. Hallelujah. I have seen God drop manna from heaven. If you don't know it, you better know it, that he's still dropping manna from heaven. Hallelujah. Your ability to go out to get it is a different issue. But he still drops manna from heaven. He still makes provision for his people. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can see a man, God moving him. Wanting to provide them, wanting to open doors for him. He did not struggle for it. Hallelujah. And the man just walks in. They say, you are the man we have been looking for. Where are those, where are the quotations? Just give it to him. And the man, the contract is given him. Hallelujah. And this might be something they have tried and tried. Trying to get someone to do it. And they can't just get anyone. Because God was keeping it for his own people. For his own person. For that man who is precious in his sight. Hallelujah. He didn't struggle. He's just walking into it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You better know that the present job I'm doing right now, I didn't have any interview. No interview. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I sat down, was discussing with me, he said, are you aware that, did the registrar tell you that you are the head of department? I said, no, I don't. He said, you are the head of department. Work has started. I went to the registrar, said, well, all others are paperwork. Just go and start work. Hallelujah. Appointment letter came 1 month or so after I resumed work. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And to prove it, we had, you know, our accreditation report has come. My department had full accreditation. Hallelujah. I didn't struggle for it. Hallelujah. The NUC men that came and said, what do you want? Do you want interim or you want full? I said, I want full. You have it. Hallelujah. Amen. When God will make provision for his own, it's not a matter of struggling. Hallelujah. Amen. That does not mean you go to sleep. You must go out to get the manna. Hallelujah. The onus is on you to go out. The responsibility is upon you to go out and get it. You can't want a job and you don't want to send out your CV. The work will creep in and come and meet you in the bedroom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at the last one. Or the third one. He said, and what man is there that has betrothed a wife and had not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house. Let him die in the battle and another man take her. The issue of wife and husband. Hallelujah. It's bringing a lot of confusion in the church. A lot of distraction in the church. Hallelujah. A lot of uncleanness in the church. And any man who is, I don't want to go into details. Hallelujah. Anyone that is engaged in this, you are not qualified for this battle. Now, the truth of the matter, be ready when the battle comes, you are going to be taken. If this is what preoccupies your mind, you go other places, you do not go to other places, but when they say marriage seminar, you are there. The type that Chris Ojibana organizes, you are there. Hallelujah. The things of God no longer, you don't take them serious. Hallelujah. If everything must all end up and fall on the area of marriage, you are not satisfied. The man has not preached yet. You did not hear God yet until it lands on marriage. It's only a waste of time. The man whose mind is so overtaken, he says that man is not qualified for this battle. And the officials shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful? Number one, the man that is fearful is not qualified. Number two, the man that is faint-hearted is not qualified. He said, let him go and return to his house. Let his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. If you are in this category, don't come. You are going to pollute us. You are going to discourage us. With your fearfulness, you will make us the strongest in our midst to begin to shake. Hallelujah. Amen. We must come to the point where we say, listen, we are able to go up and take the country. Hallelujah. Though the giants may be there, we are going to go in. And I also want to remind you that the battle is the battle of giants as well. It's a dimension of battle, because I said, all arsenal from hell is being released. Men are coming out from the pit of hell. Men that have no fear at all. They have no respect for the creation of God. They are being released in this hour. And brethren, they are going to cause more havoc than we can imagine. Spirits are being released upon men to do the extraordinary. Hallelujah. To bring destruction upon the earth. And it will only take men that are standing with God. They are the people that will be able to overcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me take another scripture that the Lord dropped in my heart. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Samuel 22. Because that is the form some of the, I think there we're able to see some of the warfare
We'll come back to some verses. But I just want to take some verses there that addressed or is it in 21? Just go to 21. He spoke something about yes. Look at the kind of people that were engaged in battle. Verse 18, 21, 2 Samuel 21, 18. It says, and it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibishai, the Hushite, slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giants. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, with Elhanan, the son of Jerry Origen, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the staff of those of whose spear was what? Like a weaver's beam. The instrument of war has also changed, is it not so? Hallelujah. Beside the personalities you are fighting with are giants, you also, the manner of the ammunition has changed. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you, AK-47 is a child's play. I don't know whether you know that. Hallelujah. The ones they are doing now, I don't think you have seen them. Huh? Hallelujah. When they shoot, hallelujah, and he hits its target, the man turns black on the spot. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the ones you see in CNN. I'm talking the one that happened in Creek Road in Borokiri. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm only trying to describe the physical. So if it's happening in the physical, you can imagine what is going on in the spiritual. Hallelujah. When they hit it this time, it gets to the target, it blows it up in fire. That is what is going on. Hallelujah. So if the devil is able to release one of his own into your mind, boom, it's fire, it's scatter. You can't stand. So you must have a defense that is able to shield the mind from the devil's arsenal against the soul. There must be something you have that is extra, ordinary, that is able to put a defense. Hallelujah. Amen. Then there was yet a battle in Gath 20, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand, how many fingers? You and I, we have 5, but the man has 6. Hallelujah. So how do you think you are going to fight with a man that has 6 fingers? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And on every foot, 6 toes. 4 and 20. The scripture is very, very precise. He's doing the mathematics for you. He said when you put it all together, how many are they? 24. So that it leaves you with no doubt the kind of person you are fighting with. Hallelujah. And he also was born to be what? A giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the brother of David, slew him. Imagine the one that slew him. Not even David, but a different man. Hallelujah. For David, you know, David was trained differently. David had encounters with lions and bears. You understand? He has been trained by God. Hallelujah. But his brother, hallelujah. I was just wondering how did Jonathan, David's brother, know the art of war to kill this giant? You know what was going on? He has learned the art of battle from who? From David. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know one thing the church is losing?
And brethren, we better wake up. Hallelujah. You know, in the school where I teach, I see so much enthusiasm with the students. When we have fellowship like this, Jesus Christ.
They clap like brother.
Desire they have. I don't know whether you understand. The excitement. And I don't see it among our people here. Hallelujah. When we are singing, some will just stand like this and be posing. Hallelujah. And then when they are clapping, they use the left. Hallelujah. And you can be sure they don't even open their mouth to sing. Oh, they are chewing gum. Hallelujah. And you don't want to learn. You don't want to learn from those who have experience. I can tell you, you are going to fail in the day of battle. Learn the act of war from them that have known warfare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what Paul said? He said, follow me as I what? Follow Christ. Hallelujah. We go call for prayer meeting. You better go and start the prayer meeting. If it is night vigil, go and start the. That is way to learn. Put yourself forward. Push yourself forward. Be too forward. We will tell you to cool down. That is part of the training. Chijoke will tell you the rest of the story. Who went to a conference and he wants to get up and to say, "Thus says the Lord." One man went and put him. Said, "Sit down, bro." It's part of the learning. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to tell you my own experiences. And the people who taught me, they are all here. They say, "Isaac, sit down. I think you are too forward." And I took it. I remember one incident in Brother Debunam's house. Hallelujah. The man who did it is here. I won't call his name. Hallelujah. He said, "I think you are running too fast. So just cool down. Cool down." It's part of the learning process. It's part of the ability to overcome. You know why we are failing? We are not learning. After all, you're not my pastor. Yes, I'm not your pastor. Hallelujah. And I will never be your pastor. But you have a responsibility to learn from me, from the mistakes I made in the past. So that you don't make the same mistake. Hallelujah. That is what the church is for. That was why, how Paul was able to train Timothy. That was how he was able to train him. And the man became diligent. Hallelujah. He was speaking to him knowing that his level of warfare he encountered is not the same he's going to encounter as a youth. It's in a different dimension. Therefore, he must learn the rudiments of warfare. How many of us are learning? Hallelujah. How many books have you read that talks about how to build up yourself in your most holy faith? Hallelujah. Rather, you can watch a movie and be so excited about the movie. And you can tell a lot about the movie. Hallelujah. I tell you something. I don't really know why God has to permit me to start going to teach theater again. Hallelujah. I thought I was done with it. Hallelujah. And I'm still asking God, trying to see how I can do something that will glorify God. Hallelujah. We spend much time in other things, but we don't spend much time in the things that have to do with our soul. How can we prosper? It's all struggle and struggle and struggle. I say, God, I want to give you 100% of my life, 100% of my time, 100%, 100%. That is what he demands in this hour. And he says that when the time comes, I will spare you as a father will spare the son that he loves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, these four were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. God is raising a people in this time of this battle that will deal. Before we lose the thought, let's go to Timothy, 2 Timothy. You will see what I mean about
God, Paul teaching Timothy, Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll read from verse 1 to 9. Second Timothy chapter 2. He said, thou therefore, my son, hallelujah, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This strength for this day of battle can be found only in Christ. The word is in Christ. Do you understand? It's not found outside Christ. It's in. Hallelujah. In other words, if you want to be strong in this grace, the grace of overcoming this time that we live in, the grace to overcome the enemy, the grace to overcome the giants, the grace to overcome the warfare in the soul, over my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give you a little bit of testimony. When I got through a lot of things were bombarding my mind. A lot of things. Hallelujah. Many of them, 100%, I would say, were not good thoughts. Not of imaginations. And I knew that the enemy has come after me. Hallelujah. Amen. You better know that the devil is after you. Hallelujah. Amen. One day I was with the owner of the school. He gave me a ride. Hallelujah. I think that should be about 5 Sundays ago. He gave me a ride and we were going. He stopped in one place. And he started talking. He said, he's in this village. When the people go to war, they will come from that junction. Let's call them the soldiers. They will come. That is the people from the village. They want to go and fight other people in another village. They will come from that junction after they have done what they have to do. They will carry certain things and they come to this particular place. If you get to the place, the only person who can, okay, will maybe know. Big trees. It's on the road. And nobody is going to cut that tree. Big trees. He said those people will come to this particular spot. They will now wear some regalia. And that regalia, they will now change into whatever. That's the way he put it. And then they go. When they have finished the war, they will come back to that tree and remove whatever they are wearing. And then, because they will not go like that into their own house. Their wives will not see them in that way. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, nobody can die in this place. It's a place of peace. Okay. Now, you see, what he said sounded very nice to me. Is it not so? But it now began to give me idea that there are spirits in this environment. Hallelujah. There are things that are happening here that, Isaac, if you don't wake up, you are a dead man. Hallelujah. Well, it was too late. Before that encounter, the Lord has spoken a lot to me. And in fact, that day he picked me, I was going for fellowship. Hallelujah. Are we together? Hallelujah. The environment where you are can put you in a very terrible situation. And we are under an environment, if we don't wake up, hallelujah. Brethren, we are going to, a lot of stories will be flying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul, speaking to Timothy, told him to be strong in the grace that is in Christ. This grace can be found in Christ. It's not of power, it's not of mind. Do you understand? He says it's not of works. Lest what? Any man should boast. It is a grace that is found in Christ. The ability to overcome is a grace that is found in Christ. So you must walk into Christ to obtain that grace. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, and the things that thou hast heard of me. Hallelujah. That's why we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of men taught me. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to them. Hallelujah. We'll go out with them. We'll go to full gospel to preach with them. We'll go to hospital to preach with them. Hallelujah. We expose ourselves to and made ourselves available to the things God will have us do. But our young people, they are very busy these days. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Very busy. Hallelujah. Amen. One video my wife was showing me yesterday. A young man came to preach to a guy that was by the roadside. He was there busy with his phone. He's chatting. He said that he was carrying a bag. I don't know how many of us have seen that video. He was carrying a bag. And he came and said, you receive the Lord Jesus with your heart so that you'll be born again. The boy said, no. He continued speaking. While the guy was there, he now put down his bag, put his Bible inside the bag, and brought a gun. Say, now, confess your sins. Say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart. The man was repeating it very fast. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my personal Savior. When he has finished, the guy ran for his life. Hallelujah. I laughed. I told my wife, I said, but that's what he has received Christ. He said, are you sure he has received Christ? Hallelujah. Amen. If you go with the principle of the word of God, the man has done it. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, he has done it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why I'm bringing this story? You don't have to wait until the battle gets that close to you and force you to begin to do the will of God. You don't have to wait. Hallelujah. Amen. Here, Timothy was following. So Paul was telling him that what you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. There is a progression from one level to another level, like that, until everybody having a sense of following the Lord, of doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Do we really have that? Hallelujah. How many of you are drawing closer to older people? You want to learn from them. How many of us are doing that? I remember those days, some of us can be witnesses. When Brother Sess will come those days, I was the person driving him all over with Sister Pat's car, Beetle, to Owerri, to Enugu, to all those places. Hallelujah. Carrying his bag. What do you think I was doing? Hallelujah. I was learning. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to come to that place. Hallelujah. Even in the academics, I hope you know it happens. If you want to get good marks, if you want any professor to mentor, you better be carrying his bag. Bro Sam, is it not so? Hallelujah. Even me like this dean in that school, like you say, I will go to college, but he said, No. Yeah, but don't do that. I said, dean, leave that one. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us are following after Christ? Following the examples we see in our brethren. Or putting it on the other side, maybe we are not even showing any example at all. Maybe we are not ready to mentor them and show them the way to go. Maybe we are not sitting up. Maybe we are very careless about all this, about our own conduct. So they see nothing to emulate, you know, from. Hallelujah. We must be very conscious of it. There are certain things you don't do, not because you can't do them. You are not doing them because you don't want to set any precedence or show any bad example to a younger person. Hallelujah. So that is the way to win the battle. He said, what you have seen in me, commit unto faithful men. Thou therefore endure what? Hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. One of the qualifications of those who are going to overcome, they must learn hardness. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, I have been repenting from certain things. I won't tell you some of them, but one of them is that I think somehow I discovered that I have an element of enjoying pleasure. And now God has to bring me to a place, hallelujah, where my bed is not there to sleep on. Hallelujah. If you see the form I'm sleeping with in Uturu, you will pity me. The thing has now turned to a canoe. Hallelujah. Initially, I did that for several days. I used my laptop bag and I put under as pillow. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Then when I got some money, I went and bought pillow. Hallelujah. I was like that to read, prepare lecture until my waist started paining me. I called the carpenter in the university. I said, now come. How much does it take to do a table and a chair? He told me. I gave him part of the money. He did it, and that was how I'm able to sit up. Hallelujah. You know, part of our problem, we are not aware of the environment. We still enjoy the comfort. I was really challenged 2 Sundays ago when I went to an Assemblies of God church in that school. And a boy, he left the school, you know, he left to University of Abuja. He was telling the story of how he gathered money, how he got money to come to Gregory University, you know, to do medicine. I think then it was maybe 250. That somebody somewhere just wrote a check of 200. This is a fervent brother. Very, very. You can see that there was a lot of enthusiasm about him. He was, you know, was talking with so much power and with so much authority. He said, no money. That he came into that school with 5,000 naira for a whole semester. That nobody anywhere to give him money. That when there is no money like this to eat, that he knows that day is fasting. So one particular day he fasted, and after fasting, there was nothing to break the fast with. You just say, okay, God, I'm going to go to the refectory, to the cafeteria. Maybe by the time I'm talking with somebody, he will ask me, do you have food to eat? Hallelujah. And when he got and sat with this person, when he finished, the person told him good night. Hallelujah. And he went to his room. When he got, he was just lying down there. That he was just lying down, looking up to heaven. Hallelujah. His roommate, he called the person's name, Muhammad something. That is the only person who understood his situation. His roommate came and now told him, what is going on? You haven't eaten. Oh, let's go to the refectory. He said that the person who told him good night is a sister and was not sensitive enough to know that this bro has not eaten. He looked at the person in the corner and said, you are not sensitive. He didn't know. Hallelujah. Amen. The man was learning hardness. Hallelujah. He was learning what it means to survive. He says, as I'm talking to you now, I'm still in the university. But I'm an employer of labor. Do you know what he did? He went and learned how to sew. And this is season, is it not so? Hallelujah. So he has his clients all over. That even people who taught him, he now gives them job. That they will charge 1,000, but what they're charging 1,000, that he charges 5,000 naira. Hallelujah. Amen. Hardness. Praise God. He says, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life. If you are going to survive in this battle, he said, you are not going to entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. There is a lot of entanglement. Hallelujah. Until our entanglement has formed a knot. Do you understand? That is a point where you cannot lose it. Hallelujah.
That brings us to a point of conformity, or a point of compromise. Hallelujah. We are no longer different from the world. But he says that the man that warreth entangleth not himself with the affairs of this life. So much entanglement that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. The point is that the man must choose. The man must please the man who has chosen him. Hallelujah. In all my thoughts, in all my choices, in all my decisions, am I really working to please God? Or am I working to please myself? Or to please my wife, to please my children? Am I really working to please God? Hallelujah. He says, if any man also strive for masteries, if you are running, if you are a sportsman, yet, he says, you are not crowned except you strive lawfully. He says, if you are a farmer, if you are a husbandman, that you must labor and be a partaker, a first partaker of your fruits. Different categories. Different dimensions of how we should conduct ourselves, brethren. But we are not doing that. He says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. May the Lord give us understanding. Hallelujah. But I can also tell you that this battle must be won. There is a people that must win this battle. I must win this battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you just tell yourself, I must win this battle? Whatever it will take. You don't want to say that one? I must win this battle. Amen. Brethren, I believe that when we say it with our hearts, God is going to supply the grace. Because that grace is found in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And lastly, you know what he said, which is very, very interesting. And that is the only way we can overcome, keeping him in focus. In verse 8, he said, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Hallelujah. Remember Jesus. Remember that he was, he is the one. Hebrew says that he is the what? The author and the what? The finisher of our faith. Keep him in focus and you will never go wrong. Keep Jesus in view. Always setting your gaze upon him and you will never go wrong. And that is the call that God is making unto us in this time. Hallelujah. Because the battle is really raging. And this is the time. Hallelujah. Amen. Joel 3, you know what it says, verse 9. Hallelujah. It says, prepare war. Stir up war. Hallelujah. Be ready for war. Hallelujah. Because the time is coming. Hallelujah. Maybe I just tell you a little feeling I had. I don't want to say thus says the Lord. But I tell you something, from next year, the darkness that is coming will be unprecedented. Put it on record. I don't know where it's coming from, but that is what I'm getting. Hallelujah. What we are seeing this time is just a little. From next year, hell will be let loose. But I also tell you, it says that as sin doth abound, that what? Grace doth what? Much more abound. So there is grace for you. But that grace can be found in Christ. God bless you. Amen.